Hello there, Audio Boo. I'm back. I didn't permanently go. I'm sitting outside and so far it's beautiful, unlike the disappointment of yesterday. Although, having said that, this time yesterday it was exactly like this and then the sun went in. It's warm, there's a very slight breeze. It's very peaceful. I'm sitting in the garden with my two dogs and my breakfast. Yes, I know it's a bit late, but I've got a terrible sleep pattern. I don't generally sleep at all at night. And I think I slept somewhere after five this morning because I was listening to Five Live during the night. Not that it's my favourite station, but the BBC ones go off and that comes on. Well, it is a BBC one, the local ones. And they were talking about football at about 5:15. And that's my last recollection. It must have bored me to sleep. Now I was standing here smelling the air when the wind blows. What can you smell? So I did wake up at 5:40. I'd only just gone to sleep. I woke up at 5:40 because our alarms go off because Obi has to get up for work. And no, they didn't ask him if he wanted to work today, but they just put him in anyway. And then they've had the cheek to ring him this morning while he was at work. To ask him to go to somebody else. Someone he's never been to before. And if we don't have a car, he has to walk everywhere. He probably walks 4 or 5 miles a day. By the time he gets in at lunchtime, he doesn't really feel like going out again. So that's our day ruined, really. But I'm going to make the most of it. It's just nice to be outside. And I'm thankful to have a nice garden. So I went back to sleep. Woke up again at 8 and then I went to sleep till 10 and then I just lay in bed listening to some Audio Boos before I got up, fed the dogs, and here I am feeding myself. Ouch, that mouthful of tea was too hot. Nice strong tea with no sugar and just a little bit of milk. And I've got Warburton's bread and it's got Marmite on it, toast. It was a toss up between English mustard, Marmite or lime marmalade, and the Marmite won through. I just had an unpleasant experience, actually, while I was getting my breakfast ready, feeding the dogs. It just got me thinking, which is never a good thing, probably, about how your memory is triggered sometimes. Now, I'm sure most of you know, we had a fire last year. Our tumble dryer blew up, and it had quite devastating results. Luckily we all got out because the smoke alarms were working, apart from one of my cats who did sadly die. And in material terms we lost everything. We managed to salvage photographs and a few other precious items, but the smoke damage was so bad that it even penetrated drawers and cupboards and everything. So a company who were linked to the insurance company came in and did the house clearance. And that was that. Now the walls were black. The windows were black. The heat must have been very intense. Well, obviously it was a fire. All that was left of the tumble dryer was the metal drum and the metal components, and it was next to the fridge freezer, and half of that had gone as well. And even bottles of squash that were up on the other side of the room had melted down. They were like compressed. And everything, even upstairs, when we first moved in here, it would be completely refurbished. And there were net curtains at the front windows, I suppose, because they didn't think we would want to be overlooked. And I hate them anyway, but I kept them. They were new. They weren't someone's old ones. But I haven't replaced them because I hate the things. And even the ones upstairs, they were black and they were melted. They were like they were in ribbons. Windows were broken. Light fittings. Anyway, it was a terrible job for the builders. In fact, the man that was in charge of doing it told me, when he looked at it, and he told the company that he employs, which are a Polish firm, actually, he said, "I've got a job for you. It's no mean feat. It's a bit of a tall order." And that was to get this place clean, white walls, which were now black, skirting boards everywhere. And the smell was absolutely horrendous. Now, when I kept coming back for the loss adjusters, insurance claims, etc., clearing the house, and that was all fine. The smell was horrible. But when we moved back in, they had done the most fantastic job on it. They had got everywhere clean. Everywhere. It had all been repainted. The smell was gone. Except in one place. And that is in a walk-in cupboard in the kitchen, which is a storage area, and it's where the fuse board is. Now, I know that it smells of the fire in there, and I'm used to it, and it doesn't bother me, because I thought I'd got over all that. But when I came down this morning, I think I was not as awake as I usually would be, so I automatically went and got the dog bowl, went into that cupboard because that's where his big bin of food is. And I took a deep breath as I went in there, or I breathed in, and bang, it hit me, the fire. Noel got up, he's wagging his tail. The fire, it was like, it was back. And I go in there all the time. Well, I don't know, I couldn't tell you how many times a day I'm in there getting things. And it was the first time in nearly a year that I noticed it, and it smelled quite strong to me, and it brought everything back. And I found myself, I was almost in tears, and I thought, how weird, I go in there all the time and I don't notice it. And then I was I wasn't unconscious, but I was maybe not fully awake, or I don't know, there was just, maybe I've got an automatic protection system that when I go in there filters it out, and it wasn't turned on this morning, I don't know. All I do know is that it hit me like whatever the expression is, I don't know, it hit me hard. And it took me back, and I felt all the emotions of when it happened. I thought, now come on, get yourself together. But it's made me feel a bit, not exactly depressed, but a bit down. And it's such a beautiful day, I've got to try and shift that somehow. I'm not quite sure how yet, but I will. And it was a real surprise, it's a shock to feel like that, because I thought I was really over it. And it makes me realise that we think often we're very resourceful and we're very clever, and we manage to bury things quite well and get on with our lives, but really it must have had a very deep-seated effect on all of us, I think. So there, that was my morning experience, which wasn't the pleasantest, I must say. But life goes on, and thankfully we're still here to tell the tale. And my toast isn't going cold. It's very nice. There's a lot of insects buzzing around. I had a bumblebee in my bedroom again this morning. But it didn't stay too long this time. We really should be going out on a day like today. But hey ho. As I say, at least I've got a nice garden to sit in. I hate to live somewhere without a garden. Even when my ex and I lived in London in a flat, we were several floors up above a bank. We had a roof garden. That was really nice. There's a lot of aircraft going over today. I suppose we must be on a flight path to Gatwick. Marmite. You either love it or hate it, and I love it. Very nice. Niall went to get his big plastic ball when we came out, but I said no, not now. I wanted peace. I wanted a peaceful garden experience. I don't know what time the music stopped playing last night because I never came out again. Obi brought them out last thing, brought the dogs out last thing. I said to him, "Was the music still going?" He said, "It might have been, I didn't notice." And I said, "Well, I think you would have noticed if it was. It was quite loud." I think it must have been at the school. Which is nice and peaceful this morning, it being Sunday. There's another aeroplane. I wonder where they're all going. Heathrow. Stansted. I haven't got a clue. Maybe I should look it up. There certainly seem to be a lot of them around, and I wonder where they're all going. That sun is really warm today. It's just coming over the fence to my left. And then it'll gradually come round to cover the whole of this area. And then it'll disappear over the fence the other side in the evening. In the west. Anyway, I'm sitting here waffling on about nothing and trying to keep my voice down in case the neighbours are sunbathing and I don't really want them to know all my business. Well, they probably already do, to be fair. Hello, Niall. Don't get your ball, please. I'm feeling a bit delicate this morning. I need peace. Peace, peace, peace. I'm not getting that from the skies and the heavens above. That's for sure. Oh, no, please. Niall. Leave it, boy. There's a good boy. You are a very noisy little dog. You're not very... No, leave it. Thank you. I've got his ball between my feet now. The sound you heard was him trying to scratch it with his paw. I really don't want that noise this morning, boy. I'll play with you later. If you could play quietly, I'd play with you, but if you've got a ball, I'll throw it for you, because you don't make a noise with a ball. A little ball, not this big thing. I'm sticking it under the chair. He's got kicked under the chair now. He won't be able to... Go. He's got it out. Devil. Oh, I'm fighting. I can't be bothered to go and get it off of him. I thought I'd hidden it from you then. Did. I'm not putting up with it for long. Good. Are you fed up with it already? What are you doing? What's the matter? You haven't got stung, have you? The other one's coughing. If you push that in my direction, I'm going to take it from you with my feet. So you better sensibly push it the other way if you want to keep it. I can make him leave it if I want to, but it seems a bit mean. I will in a minute, though. Okay, I think I've had enough. Niall! Niall, come. Good boy. Sit. Just give it a rest now, please. Thank you. Thank you for your understanding. It's too hot for that, really. This is the life. Are you eating grass now? You've had your breakfast. I think I'm going to brush you in a minute. What are you doing? What you got now? Oh, your ring. Oh, that's just as... Oh, his ring's really wet. It must have been... I think the grass needs cutting, doesn't it? The ring's really wet, and it's not from him. It's cold and wet. The noise I heard, I think, was him getting his paws and raking it out the grass. The grass isn't that long, but it's long enough to bury the ring. It was only a couple of weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago, that Obi cut the grass. Was it 2 weeks ago? Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, because it was when my mum came down. Yes, wasn't it? Anyway, folks, this is just ridiculous. So my phone's going to overheat if I'm not careful. Take care and speak soon.